local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Welcome into the program. Happy Friday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Hope the work week went well. We have escaped the severe weather threat today. And now, at any moment, the cold front's going to be coming through and pushing temps into the 30s overnight. Cool weekend on tap and cooler temperatures in store. For early next week. So we'll get all that and much more over the next hour here with Alan and, of course, myself and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in, as always, making us part of your afternoon and evening. And our text line is open, 850-437-1620, and the traffic line, 850-262-6111. A lot to get to here on a Friday, January 12th, and we'll start with our top three stories. Number one, Israel is telling an international court that the war in Gaza is not intended to destroy the Palestinian people. An Israeli lawyer making the argument at the International Court of Justice, where Israel is defending itself against accusations of genocide in the war against Hamas. Lawyer Tal Becker told the court in The Hague that what Israel seeks by operating in Gaza is not to destroy people, but to protect a people under attack on multiple fronts. The White House today is defending recent U.S.-led military strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen.
I would just remind that these were all valid, legitimate military targets, all really aimed at going after the Houthis' ability to store, launch, and guide drones and missiles.
That's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby saying the Iranian-backed militants instigated the airstrikes by continuing attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea, adding the U.S. does not seek a war with the Houthis, but the president will not hesitate to take action to defend international commerce in the region. And here locally, an update from Pensacola Police. They held a news conference about 11 o'clock this morning. Yesterday, we reported that the ex-boyfriend of Kayla Atwood had been charged with tampering with evidence. The new information today is that he's been charged with her murder.
We were able to respond to a location off Stowe Road over in Escambia County. Out there, we utilized Legacy K-9 search team with cadaver dogs, and we were able to locate a shallow grave in a wood line just off the roadway.
And that from Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall, as Mikhail Fountain is now charged with homicide and battery. Investigators said during his initial arrest report that he had deleted text messages on his phone between himself and Atwood, and as well as surveillance video from Atwood's neighbor's doorbell camera. Atwood, a mother of four young children, initially disappeared on January 3rd. Those are today's top three stories. More local headlines now. The investigation is continuing. After the missing man was found dead in the woods off Pinestead Road, family members identifying him as Marvis Bedgood.
Marvis was my miracle baby. Marvis was a very sweet child. Marvis. He was so sweet. He was genuine. Oh, my baby.
Shiante Gooden, Bedgood's mother, with Channel 3 there. Sheriff Chip Simmons saying they received a tip that led them to Bedgood's remains. Foul play is suspected, as investigators believe Bedgood was shot to death. He would have turned 22 years old next week. The family is now planning a memorial on his birthday. Other local headlines here. We do have an update on the shooting at the shopping mall in Mobile. Police say nobody was hurt. Two men reportedly got into an argument at the Shops at Bel-Air, and then both pulled guns and began shooting at each other. Both men reportedly fled the scene. So far, Mobile police have not made any arrests. Also, a Pensacola man that was arrested last year for soliciting a minor in Okaloosa County has been arrested again for allegedly engaging in a sexually explicit conversation with an undercover FDLE agent who was posing as a young girl. 51-year-old Charles Alvey is now facing multiple charges after FDLE says he began communicating with an agent in November, having sexually charged conversations, sending photos as well. Agents also believe Alvey may have been communicating with other minors, and if you have any information that could help them out, you're encouraged to contact FDLE. 4:15 now at News Radio 92.3, listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. First check of the roads and weather today. Austin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing all right.
Good to hear. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, actually just got a phone call about a pretty nasty accident. It's on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Molino, I believe he said. I'm looking for congestion here. Oh, I think I'm seeing it. Yeah, it's pretty far north. And it's if you're traveling northbound towards Molino Road, yeah, there is an accident there that he said, I won't go into details, but he said it was a pretty extreme accident, and it is causing some congestion in that northbound lane on Highway 29, so look out for that. A bit closer to home, if you are on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10 West, we have some issues over there, as we so often do. Other than that, there's not anything too severe going on in Pensacola itself at the moment, so maybe at a busy intersection, you may be having some trouble. Looking beyond Pensacola, though, if you are on Gulf Breeze Parkway, that's looking good right now. Nothing much to report on there. But Caroline Street in the Pace Milton areas, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, you're going to have some issues there.
The rain is out and the clouds will be clearing and the cold air is on the way. We've got overnight lows in the mid-30s, some areas inland around the freezing mark. Sun is out this weekend, so it will be beautiful, but it will be cool with highs just in the 50s and lows in the 30s. Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, there's a 30% chance for rain. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Currently 70 degrees, not looking too bad right now. A little breezy, but yeah, tonight partly cloudy, 35. And I know there's one day early next week, I think it's Tuesday. High is going to be 45 with an overnight low of around 20 and into the teens. So,
yeah,
looking forward to that. 4:16 here at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at some more local headlines and state headlines as well. A Bay Minette man facing human trafficking charges after he allegedly tried to procure a minor child for sex in Shelby County. That's 46-year-old William Long, who was arrested at a motel in Pelham, Alabama. He's charged with first-degree human trafficking, $60,000 bond, the arrest made by local police as well as Homeland Security investigators. Around the state of Florida today, the Dollar General in Jacksonville is now reopening for the first time since a gunman killed three black people in the store back in August. The store has been remodeled, and a plaque outside reads, hashtag Jacksonville Strong, Dollar General 2023. Dollar General also announced it's donated more than $2.5 million to efforts and organizations focused on healing and hope for the city.
And Florida Senator Marco Rubio is calling out USA Boxing over what he says is a dangerous transgender policy. He says that USA Boxing now permits biological men who identify as women to compete against biological women. Yeah. Rubio says, quote, allowing men to hit women is reprehensible, even under the guise of athletic competition.
First week of the new year saw more Floridians filing for unemployment. The Labor Department says about 5,800 residents sought benefits in the week ending January 6th. That's about 1,800 more than the prior week.
And a Florida Republican has filed a bill in Tallahassee that he says would drop property insurance premiums like a rock. Representative Spencer Roach says that instead of being the insurance company of last resort, citizens would become the primary option for windstorm coverage in Florida.
This plan, which I'm talking about, would be tied to the sort of fiscal solvency of the state of Florida, which is very good. And we do have stretches of time, sometimes a decade, without a major storm. And during that time, that fund will continue to grow.
While Roach is taking that stance, critics say that this could lead to state bankruptcy. Roach went on to say that the success of his plan depends on staying solvent during claim payments. The bill's future in the legislature is unclear, as it does not yet have a sponsor in the Senate.
Speaking about another bill, would make it a crime to store firearms in a car anywhere, but in a locked glove compartment or the vehicle's trunk. Palm Springs Police Chief Tom Ceccarelli says guns are stolen from cars way too often.
I know just over the holidays, just for the Palm Springs PD, we had two incidents of guns getting stolen out of cars.
And if it moves along and passes, violators would face a second-degree misdemeanor. I would say a bigger issue, and I think I would have the backing of Mike Wood from PPD on this, because we hear about it too here locally, is that, yes, guns are being stored in cars where they shouldn't be, but I think the much more prevailing theme is that people are just leaving their cars unlocked.
Yeah.
And guns are being stored where they shouldn't be in the cars. So there's, you know, it's a two-edged sword there, double whopper, if you will, where people are just leaving their door unlocked and people are just opening it and say, oh, there's a gun in the front seat or wherever. But so interesting to get your thoughts if you have any on this proposal. 850-437-1620. I suppose you cannot regulate or, you know, charge somebody with a misdemeanor because they didn't lock their car door. So this would be the next best thing, I suppose.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's just a matter of, you know, if you don't lock your car door, I mean, that's a you problem. You know, that only affects you, really. Yeah. But if someone's getting a gun, well, then...
Now, here's what I would say is because I have... absolutely nothing in my car. I have the base of my daughter's car seat. Like, that's it. So I leave my car door unlocked because...
What are they going to steal?
I don't want to go out. I would rather have, like, a door open and people be like, oh, okay, there's nothing here, than to have a broken out window. So I make it easy for them to go in and say, oh, he's got nothing, let's move on.
But that's definitely the minority.
I don't know that that would be recommended, but that's just what I do. Because, I mean, I know I've got nothing in my car. But they're not going to steal it because it's a piece of junk anyway.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. Also here in the state of Florida, Senator Rick Scott in Bay County today surveying some tornado damage. The National Weather Service did confirm an EF3 touchdown there.
But my heart goes out to everybody that that had any damage. I'm glad that no one lost their life. It's hard to believe that no one did when you look at some of the like the apartment complexes and things like that. So, but we'll do everything we can to be helpful.
So there was no fatalities, thankfully. Homes were destroyed, roofs off buildings, and trees and power lines down as well. Did see the National Weather Service. I don't know that anybody talked about this really, but they did confirm a tornado touchdown in Santa Rosa County. It was like for 75 yards, so like wasn't
huge.
Anything huge. Yeah. And then no damage from it, but that did happen in Santa Rosa County earlier this week. 422, quick break here. Back with some national headlines. Hour number one of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Attention business and homeowners. Are you tired of that red dirt driveway? Are your customers having to dodge potholes or even worse, avoiding your business? Let Patriotic Paving and Maintenance pave a way to a better business and a better curb appeal. Patriotic is veteran owned and operated and servicing the entire Gulf Coast and offers seal coating, line striping, patching, and full paving, both asphalt and concrete for residential and commercial. Get a free quote today or get more information at patrioticpavingllc.com. That's Patriotic Paving.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There's something happening here. What it is.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 425 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. We had recently been notified of an accident report. If you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards the intersection with Molino Road, we had an accident report that was causing a lot of congestion there, and it still is at this time. Just a northbound lane of Highway 29 traveling towards the intersection with Molino Road. So if you are heading in that direction, be on the lookout for that. A bit closer to home, though, looking in what I will call mainland Pensacola. Not seeing anything too severe at the moment. We do have a little bit of congestion if you're traveling westbound on Olive Road, just past the intersection with North Davis Highway. But once again, that's nothing too severe. Outside of Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point looking fine. Caroline Street, for the most part, looking okay. We do still have backups, though, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton.
The rain is out and the clouds will be clearing and the cold air is on the way. We've got overnight lows in the mid-30s, some areas inland around the freezing mark. Sun is out this weekend, so it will be beautiful, but it will be cool with highs just in the 50s and lows in the 30s. Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, there's a 30% chance for rain. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Right now, 70 degrees, partly sunny skies. Weekend forecast, bit on the cool side, and so is early next week as well, just to kind of preview that here. MLK Day, high of 59, getting down to around 37 Monday. Tuesday is where it has a drop of a high of 45, and we'll be in around 20 or into the teens on Tuesday night. So be heads up there as we enjoy the weekend, of course. Cooler temperatures, but it's getting a little bit cooler early next week. 427, if you're just joining us on Pensacola right now, recap of our top three stories today. Israel in a court at The Hague, the International Court of Justice, defending the accusations that they are committing genocide in the war with Hamas in Gaza. A lawyer saying that Israel is not to destroy people, but to protect the people that are under attack on multiple fronts. Today, the White House defending U.S.-led military strikes against the Houthi rebels. National Security Council says that they've been instigating the airstrikes by continuing attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. And here locally, Pensacola police say that the ex-boyfriend of Kayla Atwood is now charged with her murder. Yesterday, we reported that there was an arrest made. Mikhail Fountain was initially charged with tampering with evidence. Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall says that information that they had received led them to a particular property and North Crow Road there, and they found a shallow grave, and Kayla Atwood's remains were confirmed. Those are our top three stories. Taking a look at what's happening around the nation, every state in the U.S. under some sort of weather watch. The Midwest is most at risk, of course, with the intensifying bomb cyclone that threatens more snow and blizzard conditions. Forecasters say the northern plains could see temps 60 degrees below normal starting tomorrow, with highs below zero through the weekend.
And the Justice Department will pursue the death penalty for the Buffalo Top supermarket mass shooter. The then 18-year-old killed 10 people in the racially motivated shooting back in May of 2022. In a court filing Friday, the Department of Justice said it believes that a death sentence is justified in the event of a conviction. His lawyers have said he would plead guilty to the more than two dozen federal charges he faces if the death penalty was taken off the table.
Hunter Biden now plans to testify behind closed doors in the impeachment inquiry of his father. An attorney for Hunter says he will comply with congressional subpoenas for a deposition with Republican investigators if they issue a new one. This comes as House Republicans are preparing to vote to hold Hunter in contempt of Congress.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson is defending the $1.6 trillion spending deal he made with Senate Democrats.
In keeping with my commitment to bring members into the legislative process, I've spoken and received feedback this week from many members all across the Republican conference. That's a very important part of this.
Conservative Republicans are pressuring Johnson to renegotiate the terms of the deal to include deeper cuts. Congress is facing another looming government shutdown deadline as funding runs out for about 20% of the government on January 19th, while the rest of the government will only be funded until February 2nd. Oh, okay. Fox News update coming up next, followed by CBS Sports Minute. When we come back, we'll give you some sports headlines of our own, including who's replacing Nick Saban at Alabama. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Biden reacting following U.S. and U.K. strikes targeting Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen.
We will make sure that we respond to Houthis as they continue this outrageous behavior, along with our allies.
Now, the Pentagon says it was in response to the continued harassment of commercial vessels in the Red Sea. A Houthi spokesperson saying five of their members were killed. A massive winter storm bringing an Arctic blast to several states, including Iowa, ahead of next week's Republican primary caucuses.
We've got blizzard conditions in effect across some areas of Iowa. Blizzard warnings in effect. The snow's still here. Snow is going to wrap up, but behind it, the colder, windier air comes in. By the way, also across some places in Wisconsin and Michigan, where we're going to be dealing with those conditions as well.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The Olympic Games are getting their first ever beer sponsor, but with a bit of a twist. Anheuser-Busch InBev will officially sponsor the next three Olympics and Paralympics games, but it will be a non-alcoholic brand, Corona Cero, in the forefront. The brewer says it's an effort to show the company and the International Olympics Committee's commitment to responsible consumption to the billions of Olympic fans around the world. Financial terms of the deal weren't disclosed. The FAA says it will increase its oversight of Boeing and immediately begin an audit of the jetmaker's production and manufacturing. This in the wake of the incident last Friday night when a door plug blew out of a Boeing 737 MAX 9 during an Alaska Airlines flight. Shares of Boeing dropped another 2.25% today. With investors digesting bank earnings and a surprising dip in wholesale inflation, stocks ended the Friday session narrowly mixed. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite managed meager gains, but the Dow Jones Industrials shed 118 points. That's Your Money Now.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off incredible steaks like their legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, or sink your teeth into their memorable Butcher's Cut Top Sirloin. Just go to omahasteaks.com. Plus, when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. From perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals, every bite is guaranteed perfect. For a limited time, get 50% off site-wide. Plus, save an extra $30 when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Start the new year off right and warm up your winter with tender steaks and hearty home-cooked favorites from Omaha Steaks. All 50% off with their end-of-season event. Make sure to enter the promo code QUALITY at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish.
fresh Gulf seafood and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials and everyone's favorite Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing for free today at TaxSlayer.com. The Chargers can't mess around with their next head coach. They need an experienced coach who knows how to win quickly so they can get this ship sailing back in the right direction. LA should only consider 4 names, and those names are Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, Jim Harbaugh, and Mike Vrabel. And anything short of landing one of those 4 coaches would be extremely disappointing. I'm Zach Gelb.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. One of the bigger things we've been dealing with for a little bit is if you are traveling northbound on, Highway 29. If you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards the intersection with Molino Road, we had an accident report there that was causing a lot of trouble. There is now another one if you are traveling just past that intersection as well. If you continue going northbound, there's another one there. Could be a glitch, could be an actual incident, so we need to look out for that as well. So we still have congestion at that intersection. Once again, that's Highway 29 and Molino Road, so look out for that if you are heading towards that area at all. A bit closer to home, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, that's going to cause you some issues, as it typically does at this hour. Also, the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road could be looking better. Nothing too severe at this point. That's where you're going to see the most trouble in Pensacola. Looking beyond there, the biggest one that we had problems with was Caroline Street. If you were traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, but a lot of the congestion that we had been seeing in that area has seemingly died down for the meantime.
The rain is out and the clouds will be clearing and the cold air is on the way. We've got overnight lows in the mid-30s, some areas inland around the freezing mark. Sun is out this weekend, so it will be beautiful, but it will be cool with highs just in the 50s and lows in the 30s. Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, there's a 30% chance for rain. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right now, not looking too bad out there, 70 degrees. Wind advisory is still going to be in effect here, but does not look like it's anything going on there. So that'll expire, and no harm, no foul. Partly cloudy tonight, 35, and a cooler weekend on tap. 4:38 here at News Radio 92.3, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Austin, I have an idea.
What's that?
Alabama is obviously known for having very good head coaches in the past.
Yeah.
Nick Saban being the most prominent, and then a guy named the Bear.
Yeah, he was all right. From what I remember.
I have a suggestion for the new head coach. His name is DeBoer.
Yes.
I feel like he should really lean into that as far as marketing opportunities.
Only if he has success. We should only do that if we know he's going to be successful at
Alabama.
I think
he's got to bring out the houndstooth hat, too.
And
he just goes by DeBoer.
I don't know about that. I think if we were to market it as, yes, because his name is Kalen DeBoer, for those who don't know, and he was the Washington head coach in two seasons.
Yeah.
Yes, in two seasons, he took a Washington team that had gone 4-8 to 11-2, and then took them to just now, he took them to 14-1 national title game runner-up. He has a head coaching record all-time of 104-12. So he definitely, on paper, fits the part. Kind of reminds me of Urban Meyer. Everywhere he goes, he just turns him around like that. Definitely market it as Kalen DeBoer if he has success. Do not, under any circumstances, start wearing the houndstooth fedora. Do not start doing that. That's Bears' thing. That is their tradition. That is their history. That's their culture, all because of Bear Bryant. Do not do that. I think that's uncharted territory. Not only that, but it's a matter of Kalen probably wants to make a name for himself. You know, he probably doesn't want to be seen as like, oh, Bear incarnate. He probably doesn't want to be seen that way. That would be my assumption.
Yeah. Also, the Patriots naming their new head coach, Jerod Mayo. He went to Florida, didn't he? Didn't he play college football at Florida?
I think that's correct.
But yeah, so he was drafted by the Patriots as a linebacker and was actually their linebackers coach for the last 5 years. And it was written into his contract, actually, at some point. To take over. So that was pretty cut and dry there for the Patriots. They named their new head coach today. ESPN doubleheader in the NBA tonight, Kings and Sixers at 6:30, and then the New Orleans Pelicans taking on the Denver Nuggets at 9 o'clock.
That should be a good one.
Yeah. NFL tomorrow, we've got a doubleheader, 3:30 NBC, the Browns taking on the Texans, followed by Dolphins Chiefs. That's on Peacock, the app. So it's not going to be on NBC there.
That's a bummer.
Similar to the Bills in the Chargers game a few weeks ago. Of course, we already talked about the weather. It's going to be really, really cold, well below zero. I think I saw like 30 below zero wind chill during the game. So there's that.
Oh, my goodness.
Another bad weather game potentially. Well, not potentially when you consider the temperature, but possibly a snow game. Steelers taking on the Bills. That's going to be on Sunday afternoon. Noon start on CBS. Packers Cowboys at 3:30 on Fox. And then the Sunday night game is the Rams and the Lions. Florida State, there's good and bad news today.
Yes.
So we have Mike Norvell, the head coach. There was some rumblings, wondering, rumors if he was going to be the next Alabama head coach. He said, nope, I'm happy right where I'm at.
Thank the Lord.
Signed an 8-year extension. Paying him about $10 million a year. The NCAA, although, did announce penalties for the football team. They've got probation for 2 years. Had to do with using NIL in recruiting. Assistant coach looks like was at the center of that. So the assistant coach is suspended for 3 games. And the university must disassociate with the booster who was involved in this for 3 years as well. I think it was, what, 5 scholarship reductions, which I think the universe – if you're Mike Norvell, you're saying, hey, what are the penalties that you most care about? Yeah, it's the 5 scholarships.
Yeah.
So it's like 1 or 2 per year there. So that was announced, I think, late yesterday.
Well, and people are clicking their heels over the fact that could this finally be the door being open to, like, NIL regulation? That's what they're wanting. It had to have been pretty severe. I mean, based on what I gathered from the story, and I could have read it wrong, based on what I gathered, it sounds like they got this booster who they're no longer involved with for 3 years. They got this guy, and he sat down with a recruit and basically said, I will pay you this much over this course of time for you to come play for us. And it's like you basically have a booster, the one who's actually paying the money, like trying to bribe this kid to come to the university.
I thought that's what I thought that's how every school was doing it already.
Well, and see, that's the thing. We hear about this lack of regulation, and now FSU is getting in trouble for that and perhaps some other stuff as well. So I think people are like, ooh, is this finally the chance for the NCAA to crack down on this stuff and make sure it doesn't get any more out of hand? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's cool if Florida State takes the dive for that. But they really needed the Norvell news because, man, CFP snub, and now they're the ones that the example's getting made out of them for this NIL stuff. So I'm glad that they finally got some good news today.
Health, Business, and Science notes, President Biden today announcing federal student debt will be wiped clean for some who took out small loans. Those who got less than $12,000 in loans and have been paying them off for at least 10 years will see their remaining debt canceled immediately. The move announced today applies to those who are enrolled in the Save Repayment Plan and will particularly help those who borrowed for community college and low-income borrowers.
And the FAA will increase oversight into Boeing's production. Friday's announcement comes just one day after the agency said it will be investigating the aircraft manufacturer after a door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines flight last week. Boeing's production line of the 737-9 MAX and its suppliers will be audited by the FAA. The agency said it's exploring the use of an independent third party to oversee Boeing's inspections and its quality system.
4:45, update on the roads and weather here. Get a couple more headlines in.
All right, looking at Pine Forest Road here, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, perhaps you're just getting off of I-10 West, you're going to have some issues there. Nothing too severe compared to what sometimes Pine Forest will give us, but just something to keep an eye out for. Speaking of which, if you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards the intersection with Molino Road, we had some congestion there, and we still do from an accident report that was brought to my attention very early this hour. So still causing some trouble in that area. If you're heading up there, be careful about that. Other than that, there's not a ton going on in Pensacola. We have some congestion here and there on roads like North Davis Highway, Olive Road, places like that. Also have a busy intersection here and there. But outside of Pensacola, there does not appear to be anything that's too severe for us to worry about at this time.
All right, Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
The rain is out, and now the clouds will be clearing and the cold air moving in. Overnight, lows will be down in the mid-30s, some areas inland, down around the freezing mark. As we head through the weekend, it will be cool with highs just in the 50s, but it will be sunny, lows in the 30s. Ahead to Martin Luther King Jr. Day, there is a 30% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 70 degrees right now, partly sunny. Overnight tonight, 35. Cooler this weekend and highs of 54 tomorrow, 58 on Sunday. Sunshine on both days. The IRS will begin accepting 2023 tax returns starting the 29th of this month. They're expecting over 128 million individual tax returns to be filed ahead of the April 15th deadline. And the IRS is rolling out new tools they say will make filing taxes easier. To give some taxpayers a head start, the IRS Free File is now available to anybody who earns less than $79,000.
And Joe, I think we've discussed this before, yes, and I think we may disagree on it. A classic Easter candy, polarizing as it may be, will debut some new flavors this year. Four new flavors of Peeps, that's right, will be hitting shelves soon. The flavors include Rice Krispie Treats, Icy Blue Raspberry, Sour Strawberry, and S'mores Graham Cracker dipped in milk chocolate. The Rice Krispie Treats flavor will be a Walmart exclusive. Icy Blue Raspberry will only be sold at Target, and Sour Strawberry will only be in Kroger stores. Joe, are you going to be trying any of these?
I will not.
Not even the s'mores one? That one sounded good.
No, because you know what? I can just make s'mores.
But this saves you that trouble.
No, it doesn't. I will just go buy a box of Rice Krispie Treats. I can go buy strawberries. No, Peeps are awful.
It's marshmallows, man.
Awful.
You don't like marshmallows, like, period?
No, I like marshmallows on s'mores. It's part of something. I'm not just stuffing marshmallow in my mouth. No,
that's what this is trying to prevent.
It's no. There's something different about Peeps that I haven't quite. Well, it's whatever the texture is, like the glittery substance.
Stuff? Yeah, I don't. That's like kind of that. Messy. It can be, but yeah, it's like it's got a nice like little sprinkly crunch to it.
No,
I like it.
Ugh. No thanks. Okay. Looking at some pop culture notes today. This one kind of got a raised eyebrow out of me. A third installment in the Top Gun franchise is in the works.
Really?
Paramount has asked co-writer Aaron Kruger to create a script for a sequel to Top Gun Maverick. The studio reportedly also hopes that director Joe Kaczynski will sign on for the new installment as well. This apparently comes days after Tom Cruise announced he signed a non-exclusive deal to develop original movies and franchises for Warner Brothers. So, obviously, you can't have Top Gun without Tom Cruise.
You better not even try it, yeah.
So, I'm excited. I mean, I loved Top Gun Maverick, and in many ways, I've said, and I'm on the record of saying, that I think that Top Gun Maverick is better than the original.
I think a lot of people would argue that. And the thing is, I don't know if I'd go a third installment, though. I mean, and this is coming from someone who's not
It felt pretty good to end it how it did.
Exactly.
I agree.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm not even a Top Gun fan, quote-unquote, but it's like, you had the original, it was obviously dearly beloved, and then, decades later, you have this follow-up that everyone wanted, and it's like, it was great. It was very well-received. You and many others thought it was maybe even better than the original. Stop there. Stop biting off more than you can chew, because it's like video games. Like, video game series are great, and they get better and better until you keep going, and it's like, it's a money grab at this point. So, just, I would avoid
doing it's worked for Mission Impossible, but...
Yeah, I mean, if anyone's going to make it happen, I guess it'll be Tom Cruise based off of Mission Impossible, but I still wouldn't do it. One of the biggest movies of 2023 will be available to stream next month. Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer will hit the Peacock streaming service on February 16th. The film has raked in more than $950 million at the global box office since it was released back in July.
Another movie news blip that caught my eye. Michael Jackson's upcoming biopic has an official release date now. It's called Michael, set to debut globally on April 18th of 2025. Jackson's nephew, Jafar Jackson, will portray Michael. Graham King, who worked on the Oscar-winning biopic Bohemian Rhapsody, is also producing Michael. You have me if it is anything close to as good as Bohemian Rhapsody was.
I was about to say, that was a great film. So it definitely, if he's producing it, it should be pretty good. And I was obviously a big Michael Jackson fan growing up. Apple is out with a trailer teasing Usher's Super Bowl halftime show.
Peace out!
Peace out!
Peace out!
Peace out!
A-Town down.
Take that and rewind it back.
All right.
The one-minute trailer features clips of fans, a church choir, and celebrities singing along to Usher's hit song, Yeah, including LeBron James.
It is both good and bad that I am officially in the target demographic realm for NFL Super Bowl halftime shows.
Really?
Because it means I am old.
Halftime
shows are more enjoyable now. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, they do get halftime artists, and we really saw this. Was it last year? Was it the year before? It was the year before when it was like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. It's like, man, they're big names, but they are old names. It's like those guys were big deals in the 90s, man.
Yeah.
So when you, and like Mary J. Blige was another one. It's like the most.
I'm telling you, there's going to come a point in time, and for me, it was like 3 years ago. Where you're just going to wonder, man, I really hope that, I really wonder when the Super Bowl is going to cater their halftime show to someone that I like. And then it's going to happen.
And then you're going to be
like,
and
then you're just
going to
be like, yep, that's where we're at. So, yeah, that, definitely there. Texter says, Maverick would be tough to follow. It is one of the best sequels ever. Rare for a movie to be a good sequel and a solid standalone movie.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I agree with that 100%. 4:52, quick break. Back with some wacky stories and good news. Hour number one of Pensacola right now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan,
and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Spent a lot of time talking about HB1, the proposed ban on all social media accounts for anybody under the age of 16. Talked a little bit about HB3, the requirement to do age verification for adult content online. Had a good conversation with State Representative Alex Andrade about the challenges with the funding for the Baptist Hospital Project. And had a good conversation on the wrap with J.C. Cosentino from Sunday's Child and John Peacock about a bunch of stuff. Find the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 4:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Pine Forest Road is giving us some slight issues if you're traveling both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. That's pretty par for the course. It's not looking too severe at this moment, though, so that's good. If you are traveling westbound on West Fairfield Drive coming from the intersection with, what road is this here? North Pace Boulevard. We are going to have some issues in that area. That's, once again, traveling westbound on West Fairfield Drive coming from the intersection with North Pace Boulevard. Outside of Pensacola, not much to report on, though. Gulf Breeze Parkway and Caroline Street in the Pace Milton areas looking all right. So if you're experiencing congestion anywhere else, it hopefully should not be holding you up for too long.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our first morning weather this evening. We're at 70 degrees right now. Fair skies for the most part. Overnight, partly cloudy, 35 for the low. So cold front obviously coming through is going to make things cool for the weekend. Sunshine, though. Mostly sunny Saturday, high of 54 with an overnight low of 38. Bit warmer Sunday, 58 and 41 for the low on Sunday night. So that's a look at the weekend forecast. Heads up for Tuesday as we're going to have another cold spell for a day with a high of just 45 on Tuesday. Overnight lows are going to be in the teens. So just be mindful there. Taking a look at some wacky stories today, a guy in East Texas named Roderick Jackson is suing Walmart and demanding $100 million, or he says he'll take unlimited free shopping for life. Mm. He claims they violated his civil rights after he was accused of shoplifting from a Walmart back in 2021. He says he was racially profiled and falsely accused of stealing, and that he suffered emotional stress along with physical pain when he got put in handcuffs. So he's demanding $100 million or the ability to walk into any Walmart for the rest of his life and take whatever he wants. If it were me, I'd take the 100 mil. Unfortunately, he may not have much of a case. He filed a similar lawsuit in 2021 that got dismissed.
I don't see that working out for you, Roderick. Four people robbed a Bloomingdale's in Washington, D.C. last Friday and got away with more than $4,500 in designer handbags. Then they hopped in an SUV and sped off. Okay, you know, pretty run-of-the-mill stuff. The problem is they were making their getaway on a D.C. interstate at 5 o'clock Friday afternoon, and the rush hour traffic was terrible. So police were able to comb through the cars to catch up right to them.
Worst traffic I've ever been in, Washington, D.C. on a Friday.
Really? It's that bad, huh?
Oh, it's terrible. eBay will pay $3 million to settle criminal charges after employees stalked a Boston couple who published material critical of eBay. Ina and David Steiner were targeted starting in 2019 by employees for their criticism, and these employees mailed them things like a fetal pig, a bloody pig mask, live insects, and a funeral wreath.
What?
That resulted in felony convictions for seven people, including 57 months in federal prison for the ringleader at eBay.
Rightfully so. My goodness. Looking at some good news real quickly here. Your next paycheck could be a tad bigger than usual, even if you didn't get a raise. The IRS adjusted tax brackets for 2024 based on inflation. So if you're making the same as last year or only got a cost of living bump, you might have a little less money withheld for taxes.
There you go. 31-year-old guy in Michigan named Cody Ennis is in the news after he did not cut his hair for 4 years. The reason why, he made a wig for his girlfriend, Hannah, who has alopecia. I believe that's how you pronounce that.
Alopecia. It's one of those.
He joked that if he grew his hair out for her, there's no way she could break up with him, which is a heady play by him.
Yeah, that's a good play. A couple flying back to New Jersey after a vacation in Mexico had their five-month-old daughter with them. And by the time they landed, a woman next to them had crocheted a hat for the kid to celebrate her first flight.
That's a nice little memento there.
And it's impressive.
Yeah, very, very cool there. 4:59, that'll do it for hour number one on a Friday. Thanks so much for joining us. And Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything that you may have missed in hour number one. A lot happening in your world today. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.